Hello, Mr. Man, how are you? I just decided before going to sleep, I record a voice and share it with you. All I can say is that I sympathize with you. I suffered a lot from the limitations. At the moment, I'm suffering a lot, because I had a source of income from Telegram. And with the limitation that the country gave me, right now, that source of income, without any reason, became cut. So you can see, yeah, some low-minded people, some light-minded people without any brain, they're controlling lots of things in the country. So. And this is really sad, and sometimes I talk about limitations, and some people they come and say, "No, we don't have any limitations, and everything is just cool. Yeah, we have to do this because everyone is going the wrong way, and everyone is taking things the wrong way." So I don't know. I don't know. Actually, I think that unfortunately, Iran, we have lots of low-minded people, and they're light-minded. In other words, they don't have any brain. So, you said you talk about limitations for being a singer in Iran. Yeah, I have to say that yes, this is true. I recently, about 1 month ago, I was just listening to a girl, and her name is Tara, and she sings with the band Zedbazi, Mehrat Hiden, or I don't know if you know him or not, but Tara actually is a great singer, and she has a voice exactly like Adele, so that's why I like her very much. And recently, I've been listening to her singing her songs, and I just said to myself, why she is in Iran actually. She's like an angel, and she can sings like a, angel, but she can't be anything because she's living here. So, sometimes, and actually, all I can say is that if someone put limitations on your talent, you can grow. You will be equal to anyone else. So imagine that you have a low roof, but you're tall. So you have to lean in order to pass that room or obstacle, right? So everyone can move. Even the short people, they can easily move under that roof. But since you're tall, you have the talent. You're very tall. You have to lean in order to pass that, right? So imagine exactly life is like that. Some people they put limitations. I'm not talking about just society. I'm talking about maybe family even. Because as I said, sometimes families stop you from growing. They don't think that they're stopping you, but unfortunately they are. They want you to be safe, but life is not safe. If you want to grow, you have to face the challenges. If you avoid the challenges, if you avoid the mistakes, if you avoid the dangerous things, you won't grow. So that's life. That's how we grow. But I don't know, actually, I don't know what's the solution for this situation. And as the last part of my recording, I have to say that about your voice, actually, I think that you have a great voice, because the first time I listened to your voice, I said that I think I have to cooperate with you. So because mostly I don't know if you read my articles, past articles that I written in Zabanshinas or not. So sometimes I record voices. So I like to mix them with songs and different things to make them very, good. So sometimes I use some members. Using is not good, not vocabulary. Use, of course not. I don't like to say I use people because it's very bad. But I cooperate with people, people like you. Especially you have a great talent. So I'm sure that in the future I cooperate and contribute with you in some of the articles that I will write. So that's it. That's it. I sympathize with you, and I think that you can grow a lot. Just go forward and do your best. That's the thing I can say. Do your best. Don't give up, because when you give up, it's done. At least fight for the things that you can enjoy the most. So yes, limitations won't let you grow. For example, you can't be a singer in Iran. I'm sure there won't be any change about singing in Iran. Even the men have limitations in singing. So you can see that lots of singers in Iran, they're not very good. They can't see their actually they can't show their potential, true potential, because there are lots of limitations. But about singing, I have to say, unfortunately, you have to forget about that. But fight for the things that you can. For example, English. I think that you have a great potential. You can make lots of money. I'm not forcing you to learn, because I know that you love to learn English. And you said that you don't like to be a teacher. So, yeah, maybe if you don't like to be a teacher, so don't be a teacher in English. Maybe you can be a translator if you like, or something else. Maybe life changed you. Life changes you, because life has changed me. At first I had no idea that I was going to be a teacher or a language partner. I had no idea. But right now I'm making money, making a living, but being even a partner. The thing is that you can use the language just to make a lot of money. And I've been just listening to Benny Lewis. He was live streaming, and he was talking about how to make money internationally with internet. Of course, we have limitations for this too, so we can't coach people in the world. So for example, you're good at something, for example, Photoshop. So you just go and apply for the project that people ask. For example, I like to create a picture, and for example, I like to dry my hair in the picture blonde. You're good at Photoshop. You do it in 5 minutes, and you afford actually $5. You earn $5 from just doing this in 5 minutes. So you can see that it's a great way to earn money internationally. You just have some skills. Even there are some people who are coaching people, other people, with a Skype. For example, in some area, some ridiculous area, like it's not ridiculous, but it seems ridiculous. For example, someone wants to, stop smoking. So you can coach that person on a Skype and make a living. So it seems ridiculous, but it's not. There are people out there, and they're actually making money with this. But we have limitations. We can't. We don't have any international financial system that can help us to, for example, exchange dollars. I don't know why, but we have these problems in Iran, and we are limited inside and outside. So all we can do, for example, you said that I have to be a secretary, and I have to say that I have to work for a company. I had worked in a company that I didn't like, and at the moment I'm working in a job that I like very much, but still we have lots of limitations. So all I can say is that I'm sure lots of people there, they sympathize with you. I sympathize with you, and I'm sure that everyone is suffering from these things. So all I can say is that just fight, and don't give up, because when you give up, everything is done. But when you just stand and go forward, still you have a chance to have a great life, at least the life that you are very happy in. So go forward. That's it. Thank you so much that again you put about 11 minutes to listen to this recording, and thank you. Bye.